Lee, hard night.
Yeah, disappointing. For me, first half, we were nowhere near at the races and came out and gave it a really good go second half. But, you know, too late, really. It's, we've got to turn up for 90 minutes and it's been an inconsistency. It's been our failure, really, this season so far.
You must be hugely frustrated on the sidelines because there's no doubt you'd have said to the guys that they're going to start well. They're at home and they've got a second bite.
Yeah, definitely that. Yeah, I've said that to him. You know, the start was huge for us and we knew they were going to come out of the traps really quick, and they did, to be fair. And with the extra man in midfield, it's caused us a few problems, and we didn't hold the ball up well enough tonight to progress us up the pitch. And in the first half, we were nowhere near good enough. The second half, we give it a go, but it's too late. You know, we need to demand it from each other for 90 minutes or more, whatever it takes to win games, you know.
You did get a response in the second half, and actually, once you scored, you looked like you were going to go on and win it again, like you did in the first match almost.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. We got a little foothold in the game, and, you know, I think if anyone was going to go on win, it was going to be us, you know. But to be fair to them, they were resilient tonight. I thought they played well, you know, for 90 minutes. Over the whole 90 minutes, they deserved to win the game.
You're going to win the big picture, I guess, look at the first match and go, well, actually, that's what's cost us because we should have done it at home.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, for 70 minutes at home, we've played fantastic. And for 18 minutes, cost us, you know. At the end of the day, it's cost us a trip to Leighton Orient where we've done well previously this season so far. So, yeah, I'm hugely disappointed, but, you know, move on to Saturday now.
Some crucial refereeing decisions didn't go your way, notably the pull on Wes Thomas's shirt as he was trying to line up Scott Malone's cross at the end of the first half.
Yeah, I've just looked at that on the DVD, and he's pulling him for about 20 yards when they're running. For me, it's a penalty, and he's probably sending off because it's a Scott goal-scoring chance as he squares the ball. And, yeah, he's at his shoulder all the time. And also, around a fast stick, Michael Symes, he's got his arm around his throat, pulls him down from a cross. So, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it's he hasn't given it, and there's no point me standing here whinging about it now.
Yeah, just on the third goal, your captain's disappointed. He thought he might have been offside, Stephan Payne, when he's lurked between him and Warren Cummings. Does the video back that up at all?
Yeah, it wasn't offside, no.
Okay. And just thinking ahead to the next couple of days, we know the loan window shuts on Thursday. Are you likely to be active in that now in the last couple of days, or have you done enough business?
Yeah, probably will be active. We're looking at the moment. Hopefully we can get something done. We're looking to bring one in, so hopefully we can get that done in the next, obviously, 24 hours.
And anybody likely to go out anywhere?
Yeah, looking at that too, you know, trying to get the fringe players some minutes, and it's important that they, you know, we've got duty care to the boys to give them football, and if they can't get it here, then we'll have to look at getting it elsewhere.
And I guess, just finally, you're unlikely to tell us who the player is you're after, or even what position he is, or are you?
You're right, I'm not, Adam.